I am sorry to have to tell you this, but the fact is that I was never able to have true sexual pleasure with you, either before or after we were married. I loved it when you held me in your arms, but all I ever felt was a vague, far-off sense that almost seemed to belong to someone else. This is in no way your fault. My inability to feel was purely and simply my own responsibility. There was some kind of blockage inside me which would always hold any sexual feeling I had in check. When, for reasons I cannot grasp, that blockage was swept away by sex with him, I no longer had any idea what I should do. There was always something very close and delicate between us, you and me. It was there from the very beginning. But now it has been lost forever. That perfect meshing of the gears, that mythical something, has been destroyed. Because I destroyed it. Or, more accurately, something made me destroy it. I am terribly sorry it ever happened. Not everyone is lucky enough to have such a chance as I had with you. I hate the thing that caused all this to happen. You have no idea how much I hate it. I want to know precisely what it is. I have to know precisely what it is. I have to search out its roots and judge and punish it. I cannot be sure that I have the strength to do so, but one thing is certain. This is my problem alone. It has nothing to do with you. I have only one thing to ask of you, and that is this. Please don't concern yourself about me anymore. Please don't try to find me. Just forget about me and think about beginning a new life. Where my family is concerned, I will do the proper thing. I will write to them and explain that this is all my fault, that you are in no way responsible. They will not cause you any trouble. Formal divorce proceedings will begin quite soon, I think. That will be the best for both of us. So please don't protest. Just go along with them. As far as the clothes and other things I have left behind are concerned, I'm sorry, but please just dispose of them or donate them somewhere. Everything belongs to the past now. Anything I ever used in my life with you, I have no right to use now. Goodbye.
I read the letter one more time from beginning to end and returned it to its envelope. Then I took another can of beer from the refrigerator and drank it. If Kumiko was planning to institute divorce proceedings, that meant she had no intention of killing herself right away. That gave me some relief. But then I ran up against the fact that I had not had sex with anyone for almost 2 months. As she had said in her letter, Kumiko had resisted sleeping with me all that time. She had symptoms of a mild bladder infection, she said, and the doctor had told her to refrain from sex for a while. And of course I had believed her. I had no reason not to. During those 2 months, I had had relations with women in my dreams, or in some world that within the limits of my vocabulary I could only call a dream, with Creta Kano and with the telephone woman. But now that I thought about it, 2 months had gone by since the last time I had slept with a real woman in the real world. Lying on the sofa, staring at my own hands, resting on my chest, I thought about the last time I had seen Kumiko's body. I thought about the soft curve of her back when I zipped her dress up, and the smell of cologne behind her ears. If what she said in the letter was the irrevocable truth, however, I would probably never sleep with Kumiko again. She had written it with such clarity and finality. What else could it be but the irrevocable truth? The more I thought about the possibility that my relationship with Kumiko had become a thing of the past, the more I began to miss the gentle warmth of that body that had once belonged to me. I had enjoyed sleeping with her. Of course I had enjoyed it before we were married, but even after some years had gone by and the initial thrill had faded, I enjoyed having sex with Kumiko. Her slender back, the nape of her neck, her legs, her breasts. I could recall the touch of every part of her with total vividness. I could recall all the things I had done for her and she had done for me in the course of our sexual union. But now Kumiko had joined her body with that of someone I did not know. And with an intensity.